Something better. August 19th. In contact with others. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Whatever Christ asks us to renounce, He offers in its stead something better. Often the youth cherish objects, pursuits, and pleasures that may not appear to be evil, but that fall short of the highest good. They divert the life from its noblest aim. Never let amusements, or the companionship of others, come between you and Jesus, your best friend. When natural inclination draws you in the direction of fulfilling some selfish desire, set the Lord before you as your counselor, and ask, "Will this please Jesus? Will this increase my love for my best friend? Will this course grieve my dear Savior? Will it separate me from His company? Will Jesus accompany me to the pleasure party, where all will be lightness and gaiety, where there will be nothing of a religious nature, nothing serious, no thought of the things of God?" Christians have many sources of happiness at their command, and they may tell with unerring accuracy what pleasures are lawful and right. They may enjoy such recreations as will not dissipate the mind or debase the soul, such as will not disappoint, and leave a sad after influence to destroy self-respect or bar the way to usefulness. If they can take Jesus with them, and maintain a prayerful spirit, they are perfectly safe. An enlightened, discriminating mind will find abundant means for entertainment and diversion, from sources not only innocent, but instructive. In all our seasons of recreation we may gather from the divine source of strength fresh courage and power, that we may the more successfully elevate our lives to purity, true goodness, and holiness. Those who really enjoy the love of God will have joy and peace. Religion was never designed to make one pleasureless. What can be productive of greater happiness than to enjoy the peace of Christ, the bright sunshine of His presence?